We're at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis here on Texans 360. And there was another combine, a regional combine, at home last week at the Houston Methodist Training Center. And our John Harris was there.
I'm out here at the NFL Regional Scouting Combine. Now, a lot of people know about the NFL Scouting Combine, but not too many people know about the Regional Scouting Combine. Who's going to get that invite? Nobody knows.
I mean, I love the game so much. I mean, if I don't get that call, I'm going to keep pushing, or I'm going to help somebody else push, whether it's coaching, being the GA. I mean, I just love the game. I'm trying to be around it.
It's been a long road for me, and every single step of the way, I give it my all. That's all there is. Give it 100%, and you won't feel sorry at the end. You know,
I ain't no quitter. You know what I'm saying? I've been through a lot, and I know I can make it, and I know I can play at any level.
You're a guy that's played a number of different positions. You play all over the field. I imagine you probably play special teams as well. What is it that you want NFL scouts to see in your game?
My work ethic. You know, my work ethic. It doesn't matter, you know, what the position may be, but I'm going to always work to perfect that position and be the best at what I'm doing.
What's the next step for you? You leave here today. Whether you find out whether you're going to the Super Regional or not, what is it for you? What's the next step for you?
Get back home, get back to training, and continue working. Got to get ready. Got to get work. Never stops.
From the time I was small, I've always just loved playing the game. And it's just a blast. Every single day I get to be out there, it's a ton of fun. And so I thought, why not come back? You don't have that long of an opportunity to play football in your life. And you can play when you're young, but you can't really play when you're older. And so I can hold off on all that other stuff and get to focus on football now. And so I'm just really thankful and blessed to have the opportunity to do it.
That's Texans draft expert and sideline reporter John Harris at the Regional Combine. Really in his element there, and he certainly is here at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. I don't know if we'll ever get him to leave. Now, Andre Howell didn't want to leave some kids. He took to the movies. He had a great time. Let's take a look at what happened with the Texans rookie.
Oh, it was great, man. Just like I said, when I was sitting there watching, this is my second time seeing it. So, you know, it's a good movie. You should go see it twice. But just watching the movie, it was great, man. Just seeing and remembering what Martin Luther King did and, like, all the sacrifice all the people made for it. Just the right to vote, just the right just to go to school. Like, I went to Vanderbilt, and, like, I think I'd never go to Vanderbilt if it wasn't for Martin Luther King and all the people that, you know, sacrificed for me to go there. Yeah, we take a lot for granted, man. Like, just like the right to vote, man. Like, I got to get registered now so just so I can, you know, be ready to vote. But next time, you know, presidential election come around, just because, like, they went through so much just for us to go vote. Just all the beatings they went through, you know, all the dogs biting them and all the water holes and stuff like that. And that's crazy when you think about it, but it really happened. You know, people, it's not just a movie. That really happened. So just seeing that and just, you know, remembering all those people, man, it just really, you know, strikes a match in my life right now.
It's very inspiring because it's like it makes you appreciate what goes on today because these people paved the way for us.
Oh, it's just a reminder. Like I said, it's a reminder for those kids to see it. Because, like, you know, you get 1 month for Black History Month, and, like, all other months you learn about other stuff. But I think they need to learn more about, you know, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, all those people that, you know, had an impact on, you know, the Black community and the whole world nationally. You know what I mean? So they did so much for the world that it's unbelievable. Just for me going to Vanderbilt and getting my degree and graduating, that's just another thing just to show these kids that it's possible to be anything you want to be. You know, Martin King had a dream. We all have dreams to, you know, be great. And it's in everybody to be great.
We're going to have much more from the Combine next week on Texans 360 as it continues. And check out everything, all of our coverage on HoustonTexans.com. Have a great night and go Texans.